Joining us on the show is Michael Newart, who is with the Minute Fridge Theater Company. And Michael, before we get to talking about the new season and the first show that you've got coming up here shortly, tell us a little background on Mini Fridge Theater Company.
Okay, well, we started out, Terry and I started out, obviously, 10 years ago, because we were looking for a place for us to perform and us to direct. There was nothing in Saskatoon anymore. Gateway had closed down. The other dinner theater had closed down. And so Terry and I wanted to start something up that would showcase, you know, our abilities and hopefully bring in a lot of our friends and newcomers, you know, and kind of build them up and teach them about theater. And, nice. You know, it's all about the community. You know, we want new people. We're trying to bring in a new actor that's never been on our stage before in every performance or in every show.
Nice. So now I know you had performed, you'd been working over at the German Concordia Club for a while, but now where do you perform out of?
We're at the St. John's Anglican Hall down on Spadina Cruz. It is.
That's a nice hall. And
yes.
It fits in well because it's not just a performance, it's a dinner theater.
Correct, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what's on the menu?
Oh, well, you know, I'm prepared for that this time. Okay, we're going to be opening up with kale and butternut squash salad. And then we have three choices. Butter chicken. We have a pork tenderloin with apple chutney. And for those vegetarians out there, we have Tex-Mex stuffed peppers.
Nice.
Oh, and to top it off for dessert, we have chocolate cake with a chocolate cream cheese icing and a lemon raspberry cake. And all of our meals are gluten-free. And okay. If people have any allergies, let us know. We'll work around you. We'll do whatever we can to keep you happy. We have a local caterer, Garnet Catering. They've been with us, I think, don't quote me on this, but I think about 4 years now, maybe five, and they're just absolutely wonderful. The ladies are excellent cooks. They bring such a talent to our show.
Nice.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is that you are not the chief cook and bottle washer in this particular affair. You just look after the show.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice.
Sometimes
good.
I do wash dishes, though. But yeah, mostly I'm the entertainment side.
No, when I can help it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's talk about your opening play. It opens up on September 18th. I know it runs until October the 4th. What is it and what's it all about?
It's called If the Shoe Fits. And of course, it's a comedy because that's all we ever do is a comedies. And it's a farce. So this one is involved Dolores, an unhappy housewife. And we know there's no such thing. But anyways, she ends up going to a shoe store and falling in love with a shoe salesman, you know, Al Bundy, I guess. Anyways, the two of them plot to kill her husband. Well, of course, as farces go or as a comedy goes, their plot is foiled. They have to keep trying again. In the meantime, they have a maid, Esperanza, and she falls in love with George. So it just complicates the whole thing more. You have to come and see it. It's going to be fantastic. We got some great actors that are going to be on stage. We have a new actor, as I mentioned, coming on stage for this show, too.
Nice. Okay, well, how do I get tickets?
Okay, well, just go on to our to minifridge.com go to our website. You can check out the menu, get tickets, just order tickets through the website, and we'll take care of it for you. You don't have to worry about getting tickets. I mean, there'll be tickets there. You can print them off, you bring them down. We'll be all ready for you on the night that you choose to come. We have some sold out nights already, but there are a few tickets left. So I would suggest to anybody who wants to come and see some good local comedy, get your tickets quick because they go very quickly.
And this is not just a one-off for Mini Fridge Theater. You have a whole season.
Yes, we do four shows a season. This would be, of course, this is our season opener. And then we'll have one at Christmas. We have another one opening up in February. And then we'll be closing off in April, May.